Would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we all get by with a little help from our friends. But let me tell you, one of our best friends in this community is Manna Food Bank and Manna Food Pantries. This morning I have as our guest Carrie Smita. She is the Associate Executive Director for the Manna Food Pantries. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Meg. Thank you so much for having me.
I know how busy you are this week, so I really appreciate the fact that you were able to call in this morning. You've got a lot of things going on over there. First of all, for folks who don't know about your organization, you're one of my favorites, as you know, because you do so much and make such a huge difference for our community. Tell us a little bit about Manna Food Pantries and everything that you do, in case someone doesn't understand what your mission is.
Yeah, so, you know, Manna is an incredible organization, and I don't just say that because I'm a part of it. You know, Manna has served Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 43 years now, and, you know, that's looked different over the years, but at this time, we provide food to folks in need in the two-county area through our emergency food assistance pantry right here in Pensacola. And then we also operate 18 food security programs with 25 community partners all across Northwest Florida to support folks who may be receiving services from another organization, but the food is used as a tool in the toolkit and is really lifting that individual and family up to a more stable place. And so we love when collaboration works that way. We believe that, and it's proven that, you know, the outcomes for the people we serve are better. So that's really at the heart that, you know, at what we do. We do that without any government assistance. We are supported by this community through food donations, through financial gifts, and through volunteer support.
And I think that's important for people to understand that you're self-sustaining with the community. And so you have these fundraisers throughout the year that are so important. And you've got a big one coming up this Friday.
We sure do. So this Friday is the Clover Pickleball Fillable presented by our friends over at Sandy Sansing Dealerships. And, oh, my goodness, I love this one. It is such a fun event. It's casual. It brings in the arts. It brings in good food and a lot of other really, really delightful surprises. So we're excited. We're at a new location this year. We're going to be at Brownsville Community Center. They're on DeSoto Street. On Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. We do still have tickets available, and we're looking to sell out, though, before Friday. So for listeners, I would encourage you to go ahead and get on mannahelps.org right now to get your tickets.
Okay, so let's describe this event. This is one of my favorite events, and I have lots of friends, including myself. We've become bowl collectors because when we say pickable, fillable, describe how that works. These aren't just some yucky-looking little bowls that you got from one of our, you know, box stores. These are special.
They really are, I will tell you. So with your ticket purchase to this event, you get to walk in and choose your favorite one-of-a-kind, handcrafted clay, and I say bowl, but my goodness, the artists have become so creative. So it might be a bowl, it might be a colander, it might be a dog dish, but a unique, special piece of art created by a local potter. We love that part, too, that these are folks from First City Art Center and Pensacola State College Visual Arts Department and other potters in the area that are creating these works. And so you get to go in, you get to create, choose your favorite bowl or piece of work, and then you get to walk around. And the idea, of course, in the beginning was to put soup in those bowls, but we're we're going to give you some clean bowls while you're there.
Okay. I was thinking about that. Do I lick it clean so I can go to the next food vendor to try the soup?
That's right. We'll make sure you have some clean bowls. But you get to walk around and sample the soups from amazing restaurants and food vendors from our area. And so, you know, one of our favorites who's been coming to the event for a long time, of course, Bob Solarski of WEAR. Uh-oh. He'll be back again this year with his pumpkin lobster bisque. And uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. Like, it makes my mouth water as I think about it. So,
oh, fun.
But
how many vendors have you got? So you have all these different, so you pick your bowl, and then the idea is that then you go around to all the different food vendors, and you're able to taste and try all these different chefs. Is that correct?
That's it. And so we've got 15 different vendors this year.
Oh,
so,
that's exciting.
You know, again, at WAR, we've got other returning vendors like the Grand Marlin, Classic City Catering, The Farm, The District, our friends over at Apple Market. But we also have some new restaurants this year, too. Sunny's Barbecue is coming for the very first time.
I guess that means Eldon Scott will be there.
Oh, yes, you know it. You know Eldon will be there. And then also we've got Family Ties Good Eats. So we're really excited to see what they bring to the table and taste it out this year. Yeah.
And then I understand there's a cash bar to go along with the food too.
Actually, two drinks are included.
Oh my goodness! Okay.
Yeah. So
that'll work for a lot of people.
For 21 and up. That's it. Yes. We've got some good dessert items on the dessert table. We'll have a live pottery demonstration going on, so you can really see how these pieces of art are crafted and brought to life. We'll again be doing a People's Choice Award, which is really fun. You get to pick your favorite out of the group.
Oh, I love that.
So lots of fun things happening. And really, Meg, the most important thing is to know that your $50 ticket will provide 30 healthy meals for folks in need.
Wow.
So 30, just think about 30 healthy meals for children who don't have what they need when they go to sit down to dinner tonight.
That's incredible.
Or this weekend.
That's incredible.
And so that's the really important part. You know, we get to have fun on Friday night and enjoy all of this, but it's also putting a meal on the table for someone else in need.
It's a very special cause, and you've been doing this for years, and I saw a really big number in my notes here of how much I've raised over the years with this event.
Oh, my gosh. You know, every year we are humbled by our sponsor participation and our attendees, our event attendees who come out year after year and support this event. And so, you know, through this event, hundreds of thousands of dollars have been raised. This is the 19th event.
Wow.
Next year, expect a blowout for next year for the 20th.
I love it.
You know, it's just these funds, MANA always works to be the best steward of these funds. And
over 30 years this year.
So are the best
stuff. Food responsibly and create services that leave lasting impact for who need MANA's help.
Okay. Well, here's how you can help if you're listening this morning. It's a fun way to support MANA Food Pantries. The event's this Friday night, and it's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. You need to go online to get your tickets, or you can buy them at the door. But the tickets, better to buy them now in case they sell out. MANAHelps.org. We're talking with Carrie with the MANA Food Pantries. We will be back in just a minute on Pep Talk. And, of course, if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest this morning is Carrie Smeda. She's the Associate Executive Director with MANA Food Pantries. Good morning to you, Carrie. I'm so glad you could call in and chat with me this morning.
Good morning, Meg.
So the thing that we've got going on, of course, we were just talking about the big event for MANA coming up this Friday night, and that is the Pick a Bowl, Fill a Bowl event, which is going to be at the Brownsville Community Center. from 6 to 8. Tickets are on sale, and you can get those at manahelps.org. But I did want to talk a little bit this morning when we're talking about those that are underserved and people that are struggling right now, lots of different reasons why. If someone's listening this morning and they need help, how do they go about getting help from Mana? Is it a complicated process? Is it something that's going to cost somebody something? Tell us a little bit about how it works on the other side.
Yeah, and those are really great questions. You know, it is important to know that Mana never charges for the food that we distribute. So whether we distribute food to the hungry through our emergency food assistance pantry here at our facility, or through our partnerships and collaborations throughout the two county area, we never ever charge for the food that we distribute. If someone is in need of that food, there are a couple things I would encourage. The first step is to call Mana. Our phone number is 850-432-2053. And our volunteers who answer the phone will try to get that individual or family scheduled with an appointment during pantry service. And so they'll talk through those options with you. The other thing is that sometimes folks have circumstances that don't allow them to get to Mana's pantry. And I don't ever want that to discourage folks from reaching out for help. And so if Mana doesn't have that appointment available today, or, you know, you've got other commitments tomorrow that you can't make it here, that's okay. What we encourage you to do is to call United Way's 211 line. You literally dial 211, and an operator will be on the other end of the phone, and they can help you find other resources throughout the two-county area so that they can get you the help that you need, and not just with food, but with other resources as well. So first step, call Mana, 850-432-2053. We're going to see if we can't get you on the appointment schedule there in the pantry, or connected through a partnership or program. And even if we can't, there is an answer for you, and that's 211.
So I think something to really emphasize for our listeners is that you are a nonprofit, and that you have a, relatively speaking, very small staff that handles so much in, daily to help all of the people who are in need in our community. But you depend a lot on your volunteers. If I'm listening this morning and thinking, you know what, I'd like to volunteer, how would I go about doing that?
Oh, gosh. Truly, we could not do what we do without volunteer support. And so volunteers work here at Mana in a number of different ways. This morning we had folks, volunteers that come in every single week, Miss Becky and Mr. Andrew. They were out in the warehouse this morning packing food bags and boxes that will be distributed out to our partners. We have volunteers who come in on Monday and Thursday afternoons to be here during pantry service. They're helping folks who come to us in need move through that process. We have volunteers who answer our phones and help us with clerical tasks, and then we have volunteers who you'll see on Friday night that help us out at special events. And so there's really a role for everyone here at Mana, and certainly everybody has different availability and those sorts of things. We take all of that into consideration, and we work to find the right spot for you. But truly, we simply could not do what we do without volunteer support. You know, Meg, every year when we look at these numbers, I'm just floored. So last year, Mana had 4,564 volunteers.
Oh, my goodness.
13,568 service hours.
Wow.
I mean, it is just incredible.
Wow, yeah. That's incredible. So if someone wants to help, they can always call the number 850-432-2053 or go to manahelps.org. And in case someone just joined us, I want to reiterate that there is a big event coming up this Friday. So if you give that information to us, and the one that's coming up after that too, Carrie.
Yeah, so this Friday is the 2026 Clover Pickleball Fillable, Mana's only annual fundraiser. We'll be there at Brownsville Community Center from 6 to 8 p.m. Encourage folks to get their tickets now before they sell out. So manahelps.org for those tickets. And then Yeah, in May. My goodness, it's a couple months away.
It's hard to believe,
isn't it? We'll be doing the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. That is the food drive that the National Association of Letter Carriers puts on. And that's one of the easiest ways to donate to MANA, honestly, and other food banks around this nation, is to just drop your food donations in your mailbox or next to your mailbox on Saturday, May 9th. It's always the second Saturday in May. And your letter carrier will pick up those food donations and bring them back to local pantries. And so one of the easiest ways to give before you head out for all of the Navy Day's activities on May 9th, be sure to leave those donations right there in your mailbox.
Excellent. And do you take donations at the MANA Food Pantry's location?
Oh, my goodness, always. Always, always. So, you know, food donations, let me back up, Meg. People always ask me, what do you need more? Do you need food or money? And the answer is always yes.
There you go.
We truly could not do it without one or the other, and that mm-hmm. is the truth. And so those food donations are so important to us, and we do accept them every single day here at MANA. You can drop those off to our warehouse between 8 and 5, just regular business hours. And we're always looking for the healthiest food possible. We're looking for canned fruit in 100% juice, canned vegetables, canned chicken and tuna. Brent Lane next door, his favorite's always peanut butter. You know, all the healthy things that you would want to feed your own family. But the key is those non-perishable items.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Carrie from the MANA Food Pantries to talk about how you can help in the big event coming up this weekend. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Carrie Schmeda, Associate Executive Director with MANA Food Pantries, is here with us. If you just joined us, you don't want to miss out this Friday night. Carrie, you just got a couple few minutes left. If you wouldn't mind just telling us the details on how we can get tickets to the big event Friday.
Yes, so the 2026 Clover Pickable Fillable, pardon me, is this Friday from 6 to 8, new location at Brownsville Community Center. And your ticket, your $50 ticket, gets you the opportunity to select a one-of-a-kind handcrafted piece of pottery made by a local artist. You get to sample some of the best soups in town, a live pottery demonstration, a whole bunch more, a casual, fun event. Those artists are just incredible from First City and Pensacola State College, and we hope that you'll come out to see us. The tickets are for sale now at manahelps.org. And again, Meg, just the most important piece here is that those tickets are purchasing healthy meals for folks in need. You know, last year MANA helped 71,005 people, and we'd like to do it again if it's needed. So
that's a big number.
Get those tickets. It helps us do our work and fulfill our mission right here in Northwest Florida.
And if you want to know more about MANA, where are you located and your website?
Mm-hmm. So we are at manahelps.org. So the number here is, again, 850-432-2053. We're right here on E Street, 3030 North E Street in Pensacola. And we also encourage folks to always follow us on social media. We're always posting information about upcoming events, our most needed food items, lots of good info there. So follow us on social media as well.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm so glad that I know how busy you are this week, so I appreciate you coming on the show. Carrie Schmeda, Associate Executive Director. Give a shout-out to all our friends over there and my good friend Dee Dee Flaunacker, who is the Executive Director. What you do is amazing, serving over 70,000 people last year, I believe. Incredible. Okay, this is Pep Talk. Thank you again, Carrie.
Thanks, Meg.